This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school volleyball is on the air.
Serve across to Rocky. Here's the set. Baxter outside. McGowan got a good look, and the ball is down and good. Liz McGowan with her fourth kill. A lot of power tonight on the Central Catholic swings. And back to serve it. Bailey Baxter, game point here for the Crusaders.
Today, the top two teams in C1 battle in the state semifinals as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Fifth and final set here for the Lou Platt Conference Championship. And now Langan to serve it away. James, short set, Bryson, termination. Quick turnaround by the Stars. Leah Bryson with her 10th kill.
These two teams battled to a thrilling 5-set Central Catholic victory earlier this season at the Heartland Event Center. Those were the only two sets the Crusaders lost during the regular season. Today's winner advances to Saturday morning's 9:30 final at the NU Coliseum. It's the Stars and the Crusaders coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Pershing Auditorium in the capital city of Lincoln as our continuing coverage of the 2009 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament takes us to the Class C1 State Semifinals and what could be one of the best matches in the entire state tournament between the top two teams in the state in C1, the unbeaten 34-0 Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, the second-ranked 29-2 Stars of Kearney Catholic. The two losses for Kearney Catholic in five sets to Grand Island Central Catholic at the Heartland Event Center earlier this year, coming in late September at the first Heartland Volleyball Classic. Central Catholic won the first two sets, and the first set was 28-26. Then Kearney Catholic won sets 3 and 4 before Central Catholic ran away with the fifth and final set for the victory. The other loss came in the finals of the Kearney Catholic tournament in the championship to Seward. Seward, who will be playing Grand Island Northwest in the Class B semifinals, beat them 2-1, and the Stars were up 1-0 and had a decent lead in game two before Seward came back and was able to pick up the victory. And you'll hear the Seward Northwest match as well here on KKPR tonight. C1 was supposed to be one of the most competitive classes down here, but the ironic thing is all of them have been sweeps. All four opening round matches yesterday went 3-0, and our first semifinal this afternoon was also a 3-0 win for Columbus SCOTUS, and they did it pretty easy over Syracuse, considered the easy half of the bracket, except that SCOTUS was in there, and Columbus SCOTUS, who has dominated Class C1, winning 7 of the last 10 state championships in Class C1, will be playing the winner of this match tomorrow morning at 9:30 for the C1 championship. You'll be able to hear that on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. SCOTUS now 23-5. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. We're also on the World Wide Web, as always, kkpr.com. We'll take a break, look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for the Stars and the Crusaders after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Have you started working on your Christmas list? Here's a quick, easy way to fill it fast. gift certificates from Master Stylist. Tanning, styles, perms, pedicures, massages, and facials. Services that pamper and please. The perfect gift at Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
And we're back here at Pershing Auditorium on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at where we are sitting in the state high school volleyball tournament. In Class A, the championship is already set. Omaha Marion, the number one seed, able to sweep out Bellevue East. And Papillion La Vista South takes care of Elkhorn, so they'll play in the 130 championship tomorrow. In Class B, tonight here at Pershing Auditorium, Grand Island Northwest will play Seward at 7 here on KKPR. Then Omaha Groves will take on defending champion Lincoln Pius the 10th at 9. The Class B final tomorrow at the Coliseum is at 7. In C1, Columbus SCOTUS has defeated Syracuse in the first semifinal, and the winner of our match will play SCOTUS in the first championship tomorrow at 9:30, and you'll hear it on ESPN Radio. In Class C2, Sutton taking on Sandy Creek. That match is at 7 o'clock, and that is going on at Lincoln Southeast. And Aquinas taking on North Platte St. Pat's in the second semifinal there in Class C2. That is tonight at 9 o'clock, and the C2 final will be played at 5 o'clock tomorrow. In D1, Howells has defeated Pawnee City in 5 sets to advance on to the D1 championship. And Exeter Milligan and Meridian are just getting ready to play over at Lincoln Southeast. The winner plays Howells tomorrow night in the final at 9 p.m. And in D2, Clay Center has defeated Chambers, and Greeley Wallback rallied from a 14-8 fifth set deficit to beat Wallace 17-15. And Greeley Wallback will play Clay Center tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. in the D2 final. You can hear it on ESPN Radio 1550. A reminder, you can also hear that Sutton Sandy Creek C2 semifinal, and that is at 7 o'clock tonight at the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The D2 final tomorrow morning at 11:30. Of course, there are third place consolation matches tomorrow. So Class B will be at 2 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast. The loser of this match will play Syracuse tomorrow at noon at Lincoln Southeast. And the Sutton Sandy Creek loser will play at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Lincoln Northeast High School. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups now for our match between Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. Brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank high standards of quality are met. First of all, the starting lineup for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Their service rotation begins with number 16, 5'9 junior middle hitter, Jamie Partington. She's followed by number 1, 5'9 junior outside hitter, Jessica Wojcik. Number 2, the 5'6 junior setter, Bailey Baxter. Number 10, 6-foot junior middle hitter, Steph Brand. Number 8, 5'8 junior outside hitter, Liz McGowan. And number 3 is a 6-foot sophomore right side hitter, Katie Brand. The libero for Grand Island Central Catholic is number 4, 5'2 senior, Sarah Rogge. The head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders is Sharon Zavala, assisted by Abby Wellimer and Whitney Hester. This is their 24th consecutive trip to the state tournament, and they have made the state finals the last 4 years, winning C2 in 2005 and 2007, and the runner-up to SCOTUS in C1 in 2006 and 2008. The last C1 state championship for the Central Catholic Crusaders, 1994. Crusaders defeated Centura and Hastings St. Cecilia in the sub-districts and Columbus SCOTUS to the district final, and yesterday swept Wood River. For Kearney Catholic, number 5 is a 5'9 senior middle hitter, Leah Bryson. Number 18 is a 5'11 senior outside hitter, Becky Squires. Number 4 is a 5'6 junior center, Kayla James. Number 10, 6'1 senior middle hitter, Katie Sokolowski. Number 6, 5'8 senior outside hitter, Lindsay Conley. And number 8, 6'1 freshman right side hitter, Bailey Sokolowski. The libero is number 3, 5'4 junior, Mariah Reichs. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Brad Childress, Lisa Sokolowski. They are 29-2 on the season. They defeated Cozad and Minden in the sub-districts, Chadron to the district final, and swept Bennington in 3 hard-fought sets last night. This is their 11th trip to state, but they have not been to the finals since 1985. So Coach Chris Connor looking for her first ever trip to the finals. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, and we're about ready to get this state semifinal underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll get it underway after this timeout.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Wood River. Glad to have you along with us on the web as well at kkpr.com. Kearney Catholic will be in the white jerseys with the green trim, the dark blue Crusader jerseys and the white trim. Looks like Grand Island Central Catholic has won the toss, so they will serve it away. Going from left to right, Stars are going from right to left. As you view it along your radio dial, thanks for making us your choice for state volleyball action here on KKPR. The only team to take a set from Grand Island Central Catholic in the regular season, Kearney Catholic. And we are ready to go as the Stars take on the Crusaders. And Sarah Rogge will put the ball in the air. There's the whistle, and we are underway. As Rogge served pretty deep, the Stars will play it with Conley. Set to the outside, Squires. Over the double block, down and good. And the first point of the match belongs to Kearney Catholic. Becky Squires, solid from the service line last night. And on the season, she is third of the team in kills behind Sokolowski and Aaliyah Bryson. And Kearney Catholic will serve it up now with Bryson. And Aaliyah will float a soft one down the middle to Katie Brand. First swing, Steph Brand, termination, Crusaders. Steph Brand, she is the leader of this Grand Island Central Catholic team. 356 kills, but four players on the Crusaders have more than 150 with Wojcik, Katie Brand, Steph Brand, and Liz McGowan. And now Jessica Wojcik, who had 17 points from the service line against Wood River last night, puts it across. Reichs with the dig. Short set Sokolowski. She'll tip it across. The dig made by Katie Brand. On the outside, McGowan. Termination in Central Catholic as the first lead. 2-1, GICC. And Wojcik to serve it away. Jess takes a little extra time back there at the service line. Has that jump serve. Fires it into the far corner to Krista Redwine in as a defensive specialist. Middle attack, Sokolowski is wide and out of bounds. A little quiet here early on from both crowds. I don't think either team really knows what to expect here this afternoon because of how tough they played each other the first time around. Wojcik with the serve. Again, picked up by Reichs. James sets. Here's the middle. Big swing. Down and good. Sokolowski. Katie Sokolowski with her first kill. Side out for the Stars, and it's 3-2. Been pretty basic. No rallies yet in our match. One swing and done. And Becky Squires back to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Squires, good topspin serve. Picked up there by Rogge. Set to the outside. McGowan, soft off the tape. Picked up by the Stars. Set outside for Conley. Conley off the tip. Rogge picks it up. Overpass. Ball at the net. Swatted away by Conley, but the Crusaders will keep it alive and set it across. Stars offense goes Sokolowski. Right side. Just on the white line. And she'll pick up her second kill. We are tied at 3 early on here in game number 1. Best of 5. We played a 25. Need to win by 2. If we get to a 5th, we played a 15. Becky Squires again safely down the middle. Baxter slide right side. McGowan gives it to Brand. Brand is blocked. Now McGowan on the outside. It is out of bounds, but it sure looked like it was tipped. And yes, it was. McGowan with the kill. And side out Grand Island Central Catholic. 4-3 GICC. Here at Pershing Auditorium, as Baxter serves that knuckleball into the corner to Conley. Good pass, James. Slide way to the right side. Barely got over Sokolowski. Overpass, free ball, but can't be put away by the Stars. Slide, Brand, wide, out of bounds, and there is a tip. Brand will get the kill. Steph Brand with her second. 5-3, Grand Island Central Catholic. And Bailey Baxter to serve it away. Baxter fires it down the middle. Handled by Reichs Olivero. Short set on the slide. Tipped across by Sokolowski. And in the net, going to be called on Grand Island Central Catholic. So the first error of that sort will be on the Crusaders. Point Kearney Catholic. And it is 5-4. Kayla James to serve. Trying to tie things up here for Kearney Catholic. Fires it across to Rogge. Here's the short set middle. Brand on the attack. Brand with the termination. Steph Brand with her third kill. And it's 6-4 GICC. And now Brand will go to the back row to serve. She is just so quick. Gets up has the tall, long legs. It doesn't take much of a vertical, and she hammers that ball right down. She'll serve it across. Picked up by Conley. Set to Lindsay on the outside. Off the tip. Brand a one arm up in the back row. And here's the outside attack by McGowan. The soft is blocked by Sokolowski. Play at the net. Dumped across by the Crusaders. Bailey Sokolowski will set. Katie off balance. Flicks it across. Baxter will keep it alive. And a back row attack from Wojcik. Handled by Redwine. Stars set. Middle. Sokolowski attack. Another good ding in the back row by Steph Brand. Outside McGowan. And she'll put it down and good. Grand Island Central Catholic showing the early defense there. Good point. And our first significant rally of the match. The Crusaders will pick up the point. 7-4, GICC first set. Brand serve. Cross to Redwine. Here's the set outside. Conley, too far from the net, had to punch it across. Brand sets outside McGowan. The attack on the back line for the kill. Liz McGowan with her fourth kill. And that's a couple that just barely were in. And Kearney Catholic has now fallen behind 8-4. Central Catholic has scored five of the last 6 points. Steph Brand with the serve. Very short, picked up front row. Here's a slide, Sokolowski right side. Katie not getting a lot of power on her swings early on here. Central Catholic will go to McGowan. There's power, and it's called in. Liz McGowan is having her way, and Kearney Catholic's going to have to call the timeout. So, GICC has scored four in a row. Kearney Catholic will call the timeout in the opening set. Crusaders 9, Stars 4. We're back after this.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Howard's Jewelry wishes the Crusaders from Central Catholic another memorable and fun experience at State this year. Just like you, we stress quality and are proud to be Grand Island's longest existing jewelers. Congratulations from Howard's Jewelry in downtown Grand Island.
Back to Pershing Auditorium, and Steph Brand to serve an ace. Kearney Catholic couldn't handle it, and Steph Brand will pick up the ace serve. So a good run here by GICC. They're up 6, 10-4 in the opening set. Brand slaps it across again to Redwine. James sets. Here's Sokolowski in the middle. She'll get the kill. Katie Sokolowski with her third kill. And that'll finally get the ball back over to the Stars. It is 10-5. And now Sokolowski to serve it away. She goes into the far right-hand corner. Has that running serve. Takes a long run at it. And then tries to fire a laser across. It's picked up by Wojcik, no problem. Baxter sets on the slide. Right side, facial, McGowan. Well, Kearney Catholic is not getting the block up like they were last night against Bennington, and it's been pretty easy so far for McGowan and Steph Brand. 11-5 is the score, and McGowan back to serve it away. And the serve by Liz. Nothing too special here from the serving game. Outside attack, Bryson drives it over and finds the corner for the kill. Leah Bryson on her first swing, rotating into the front row. Comes right back over to Kearney Catholic. And Lindsay Conley will go back and serve it away here for the Stars. Kearney Catholic's only picked up 1 point on serve so far here in the early going. Across it comes. Baxter with the set. Outside Wojcik close to the antenna. Tipped it across and got the kill. 12-6, GICC, doubling up the Stars. Opening set, and back to serve it away will be Katie Brand. 6 foot, sophomore. And Katie with the serve. A lot of just one half step, firing it across. Stars to James, and then some confusion on the swing, so Bailey Sokolowski bumps it across. Short set, here's Partington down and good. Well, it's safe to say neither team is playing at the level they were playing at last night. We've had some very quick attacks of the Stars. Not quite as solid as they were last night against Bennington. Brand to serve. It is 13-6, Central Catholic. James set middle. The attack, Bryson, is deep and out of bounds. 14-6 for GICC. And kind of what you were afraid of if you're the underdog every time when you play Central Catholic. It happened to Wood River last night. Stars are playing a little timid. Squires takes a good swing, and that's down and good. It's pretty simple. We've talked about it for years. No matter who's playing, if you're the underdog, you have got to come out and bring it. You can't half swing. You can't tip. That's what the great teams do. They just eat that up. And Central Catholic really hasn't had to work too hard for any of their 14 points. Here comes Cassie Donlinger in to serve it away. 14-7 Crusaders. Wojcik, middle attack, off the tape, picked up by Sokolowski. Squires has to take it from the 10-foot line. Standing spike is across. Crusaders set outside Wojcik. Wojcik blocked up front by James. Scrambling, the Crusaders will pass it back across. Free ball here, set by James. Outside, Squires, she'll put it away. Becky Squires with the kill. 14-8, and the Stars pick up a point on serve. Donlinger to go back and do it again. Even the first time these two teams played, Stars really didn't get a lot of long runs. If you're going to beat GICC, you have to nickel and dime it. Can't let them have runs either. And to the outside, a termination by Jamie Partington, putting it through the double block. That's her first kill. Already 12 kills for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they are up 15-8. We head through our second time through the service rotation. Sarah Rocky to serve it away again. 15-8 Crusaders. Here's the set right side. The attack price and dugout back row by McGowan. And Rocky will have to punch it across. Conley to James. Set outside. Here's Squires. Tips over the double block. Picked up by Katie Brand. Steph Brand dumped it into her own net. Point Stars. She tried to go with the quick and hit the tape. Sign out here for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Leah Bryson serves it across. Into the corner to Rogge. Right side tip. Wojcik. Easy block and down and good for Squires. Becky Squires with the first ace block for Kearney Catholic. It's also the first ace block of the match. And Bryson to serve it away again. 15-10, but the service error makes it 16-10. And GICC will send Wojcik back to serve it away. Wojcik, second on the team in kills at 299. Led the team last night with a dozen kills against Wood River. Jump serves across to Wright. James close to the net. Seth Sokolowski had to go to the offhand, and it worked. Grand Island Central Catholic was ready for just a big swing, and Sokolowski had to go to her left hand out of necessity. And for Katie, that will be her fourth kill. Side out here, Kearney Catholic. Again, the Stars played from behind the entire first and second set yesterday against Bennington, so nothing new here as the serve across by Squires. McGowan on the outside rolls it over. Just a partial dig. Kearney Catholic gets it over. It's a free ball here. Set back into the corner. Stars dig again. Conley on the outside. Picked up by Aragi. Middle attack, Steph Brand. Picked up by Reichs. And Redwine will run it down and passed across. So the ball still alive. Short set Brand. Middle again. This time it's right at Squires with the dig. Sokolowski middle attack. He's on the line for a star kill. Big, big point for Kearney Catholic. The Stars needed a point like that to try and get back in game number one. And after the long rally, they do get the fifth kill from Sokolowski and Squires to serve. 16-12. Squires serve. Over to Rocky. Good pass, Baxter. Outside McGowan. She's going to be picked up by Redwine. Here's Conley. Conley rolls it across. Baxter going to dump it over. Reichs is ready. Ball still up in the middle. They'll go Conley on the outside. Soft swing. Passed into the net by the Crusaders. Baxter got it, and it's passed across. Three ball here for the Stars. James, short set. Sokolowski, oh, she's blocked up front. No, right into the tape. And an attack error on Kearney Catholic. They didn't like the call. They thought that was definitely tip. And a point now for GICC. And the setter, Bailey Baxter, gets ready to serve it away. 17-12 Crusaders. James slides. Sokolowski, not a good set. But Sokolowski, not even looking at the net, just kind of lobbed it across and it fell. That's two like that for Kearney Catholic. GICC so solid with their defense that when something unusual comes across, they're not in position to pick it up. And Kayla James to serve it across. Passed into the net. A serve. 17-14. Stars trying to mount a comeback here. And here is the timeout by Coach Sharon Zavala. She hasn't had to call many this year, but she'll call one here. We're in the opening set of this C1 State semifinal. Grand Island Central Catholic 17, Kearney Catholic 14. We'll be right back.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, bringing you today's State High School volleyball action after the Grand Island Central Catholic timeout. Kayla James getting ready to serve it away for the Stars after the ace. Over to Wojcik. Baxter sets outside. McGowan. McGowan, big swing, just hits the line for the kill. Boy, there's been a lot of attacks on both teams that have been right on that back line. 18-14, Crusaders game one. And that will rotate Steph Brand to the back row to serve it away. Steph fires it across, picked up by Redwine. Overpass, free ball, tip down, easy one for Liz McGowan. That's going to be her eighth kill of the opening set. And out of that timeout, GICC has turned it right around. 19-14. Brand on the serve. She had four in a row last time she was back there. At Conley, stays in the back row. Reichs runs it down. Sokolowski's going to set it across. Crusaders on the free ball. Go middle. Brand, one-arm return. Can they pick it up? Reichs to Conley and passed across again. Another free ball here at Crusaders. This time outside. McGowan too close to the net. She had to set it. Chance for the Stars to turn it around. Sokolowski half swing. Picked up by Steph Brand. Outside McGowan. Cross court picked up Reichs. Pass towards the bench. Stars run it down. Pass it across. Long point going here. Now the Crusaders have the advantage. Here comes McGowan. The ball's into the tape. They're going to say the ball was blocked out of bounds. Whoa. That looked like it was straight into the tape. So give the kill to McGowan, I guess. And Central Catholic picks up the point. It's now 20-14. Sokolowski drives it across. Wojcik with the dig. Set outside. The attack by McGowan. Dug out by Redwine. James sets Sokolowski in the middle. And she's handled by Baxter in the back row. Here's the outside. McGowan rolls it over for the kill. And Kearney Catholic is going to need their second timeout. Out of the timeout, GICC came right out. Took four in a row. They're up 21-14 here in game number one. And timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And we're back at Pershing Auditorium, where Grand Island Central Catholic has taken control here of the opening game. And it is 21-14. Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, serve the cross by Steph Brand. Middle attack, Sokolowski. That will end it. Stars will pick up the point. Katie has her seventh kill, but the Crusaders are holding everybody else in check. 21-15. Of course, today, after Greeley Wahlbach's comeback, 14-8 in the fifth, I guess anything's going to be possible, so let's see what happens. Sokolowski to serve. Katie, rocket across, overpass, free ball, hammered by Bryson. Another free ball, and this time Conley put it away. Crusaders were able to get the first one, but they couldn't get the second one, and Conley will get her first kill of the afternoon. 21-16. Stars trail the Crusaders by five. Sokolowski serve right into the middle of the net, and the air will give it back over to GICC, and Liz McGowan to serve it away. Liz, again, just that half step, floated across. Stars handle, set to the outside. Now they'll come middle, and it's going to be put away by Bryson. Leah Bryson handles it. Her second kill, 22-17. Grand Island Central Catholic opening set. The winner plays Columbus Scotus in the first final tomorrow morning at 9:30. Lindsey Conley with the serve. Across to Rocky. Baxter set up the net to Brand, and this time Katie Brand will hammer her first one of the afternoon home. And the Crusaders are 2 points away from a 1-0 lead. Katie Brand to serve. Katie waits, checks the signal from Coach Zavala. Looks like they want to go far corner. They do to Conley. Here's the set middle. Bryson, good swing. Off Brand to the back row. Baxter goes to Wojcik on the outside. She's blocked up front that time by Donlinger, who's in there. They'll set outside. Squires will take it. Overpass by the Crusaders. Quick swing by Bryson. Lofted it out of bounds. Point, Crusaders. Game point, GICC. Katie Brand serves for the opening set here at 24-17. The serve deep to Katie Sokolowski. Here's the set middle. Bryson deep, out of bounds. Point, GICC. And the opening game goes to Grand Island Central Catholic. It was 17-14, and they finished it out on an 8-3 run. Grand Island Central Catholic 25, Kearney Catholic 17. We'll take a break and be back with some numbers in a minute on KKPR.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Back here at Pershing Auditorium, let's take a look at our unofficial numbers from the opening set. First of all, for Kearney Catholic, Kayla James had an ace serve. Leah Bryce had a service point, two kills. Lindsay Conley, one kill. Kathy Donlinger had a service point. Katie Sokolowski, a service point, seven kills. Becky Squires, two service points, an ace block, and three kills. Kearney Catholic had 13 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jessica Wojcik, two service points, one kill. Bailey Baxter, a service point. Katie Brand, four service points, one kill. Liz McGowan had 10 kills in the opening game. Steph Brand had seven service points. One was an ace, three kills. And Jamie Partington had one kill. Grand Island Central Catholic, 16 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve as the Crusaders take game one from Kearney Catholic, 25-17. We'll be back with set two right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Having the right guidance while planning for retirement or your child's education can make all the difference. Ask about their investment services. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Howard's Jewelry wishes the Crusaders from Central Catholic another memorable and fun experience at state this year. Just like you, we stress quality and are proud to be Grand Island's longest existing jewelers. Congratulations from Howard's Jewelry in downtown Grand Island.
Catholic will serve it away to start game one. And the first swing by Wojcik going to be blocked. Ace blocked by Becky Squires as we get game two underway. And Kearney Catholic, like they did in game one, will get the first point here in game two. Leah Bryson serves it across again, set outside Brand. Brand picked up Bryson, and great return by James. Free ball here, slide Brand outside on the line. No, out of bounds. Steph Brand tried the near side kill and missed. 2-0 Kearney Catholic. So the Stars get off to a nice start here, 2-0. GICC trying to find a way to keep the momentum from that first set victory, and they get it right back on a service error by Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic's had two service errors in the opening game. Grand Island Central Catholic, none. Now Wojcik goes back with that jump serve here for the Crusaders. She'll fire it across, picked up there by Rice. Here's the set, Sokolowski off the big block, picked up, overpass, joust at the net, win, won by Baxter. Baxter's going to get the win for GICC. actually going to call a back row attack on Grand Island Central Catholic that blew the play dead. So 2-2. Wojcik to serve. And Jessica on this 2-2 tie. Good serve over to right. Pass to James. Right side Squires. Jams it through the block of McGowan and gets the kill. Fourth kill for Becky Squires. 3-2. Kearney Catholic. Again, Kearney Catholic seniors pretty much dominate this team. Grand Island Central Catholic, Rocky Libero is the only senior that plays. Served by Squires in the cross. Middle attack, Brand. Oh, she lofted it over the single block. Stars were late getting it there. Sokolowski on the attack. Punch saved by Brand and then rolled over by McGowan. Saved and set over by Squires. Baxter takes it outside Brand. Now McGowan blocked but out of bounds, and McGowan will get her 11th kill of the match. 3-3, game number two. Opening set went to the Crusaders, 25-17. Back to serve it away will be the setter, Bailey Baxter, for GICC. Baxter's serve. Across to Conley. Here's the set, James. Here comes Conley on the swing. Put it into the tape. They're going to say it was blocked. Ball still alive. Brand hanging with it. Katie takes it over. Then Conley got the kill. Conley takes it off the tip for the Kearney Catholic kill. And Lindsay with her second. Side out over to Kayla James for Kearney Catholic. James, the star setter. 5'6 junior. She'll be back next year, obviously. Serve is across. Taragi, here's a slide right side, and Steph Brand is going to get the kill as it's blocked out of bounds. Number four for Steph Brand. Again, McGowan's got the majority of the putaways so far this afternoon for the Crusaders. And now Brand will go back and serve it away. Swats it across to Redwine, who's in. Outside attack, Conley, and she dumps it into the net. Point, GICC. The errors are up this afternoon for Kearney Catholic. And Brand, who had a good run at the service line in the opening set, gets another one here. James sets outside. Here's Conley. Conley is deep, and it is 6-4. Katie Sokolowski's in the front row for the Stars, and Stars are just going to have to realize that's where you go. Steph Brand with the serve, and an ace as the Stars can't handle it. 7-4. So just like game one, Steph Brand has went back there and has given the Crusaders a little bit of a cushion here early in game two. 7-4 the score. She had five in a row last time, and this one's going to be into the net. James somehow got it out, set across by Billy Sokolowski. We'll get some offense here. McGowan. McGowan on the attack. Dug out by Reichs. Star set right side to Bailey Sokolowski. Picked up in the back row by the Crusaders. Dumped across Steph Brand. Great save by James. And set over by Reichs. Into the back row to Wojcik. Short set middle. Partington tips it over again. Stars another dig. They'll swat it over. A lot of tapping going right here. Now a swing from McGowan off the block for the kill. Crusaders will get the kill. Liz McGowan. 8-4. Brand with four in a row again. In game one, it was 5-4. She took it out to 10-4. Here was 4-3. GICC was down. Now they're up 8-4. Katie Sokolowski attack error. Boy, the Stars don't look good right now. The Crusaders are not beating the world right now, but they, like they always do, don't make mistakes. And we'll see a timeout. 9-4 GICC. They also won the opening set 25-17. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activities. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we're back to action out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. The serve is across. The Stars continue to have trouble on serve receive. They just set it over. McGowan on the outside drives it home. Liz McGowan is having her best day ever, it seems like, right now. And Grand Island Central Catholic is just punishing the Stars. Dollinger in. Bailey Sokolowski is out. And Steph Brand continues her work from the service line. A dozen points already. In fact, make it 13 points from the service line. And we're early in game two. James sets into the net on the follow-through. 11-4, Grand Island Central Catholic. So it's going good for the Crusaders, but it's got to be very disheartening for the Stars, anticipating a chance to win, and they're not even in the match right now. Service across, set Sokolowski, a tip, and that will fall. Good job by Sokolowski to pick up the tip, but Kearney Catholic's really going to have to get something going here to get back in this match and get some confidence. Bryce it into the front row. Sokolowski back to serve it away. And Katie fires it into the net. 12-5, the winner gets SCOTUS tomorrow. Other winners from today, Omaha Marion and Papillion La Vista South are in the Class A final. Clay Center and Greeley Wallback are in the D2 final. Howells has advanced on in D1 with a 5-set victory over Pawnee City. Back row attack by the Stars. Katie Sokolowski, termination. Tied out, KC. Back to serve it away will be Lindsay Conley. 12-6 GICC. They won the opening set 25-17. And Conley serve. Down the middle to Rogge. Here's the set outside. Here's Wojcik cross court. Dig made but stays in the back row from Conley. And a double hit going to be called on Sokolowski trying to keep the ball up in the back row. 13-6. Brand to serve. Katie this time floats it down the middle to Sokolowski. James set short at the net. Bryson rolls it over and it works. By taking something off of it, the Crusaders didn't get a clean block and give it back over to Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away will be Kathy Donlinger. And the junior will float this deep middle, picked up by McGowan. Here's the set right side. Partington attack down and good. A little help from the net there. Jamie with her second kill. And again, the Crusaders don't allow the Stars to score on their serve. Kearney Catholic started off with a 2-0 lead and then fell behind 11-4. Sarah Rogge with it now. It's 14-7, GICC, and they are up a set. Serve across to Conley. James sets outside. Squires off the tip. One arm up in the back row by Katie Brand. Wojcik will tap it over. Squires is right there. They'll set it to Becky on the left side. Off the back foot, she'll get the kill. Number 5 for Becky Squires. Back over to the Stars. So we're starting to see a little more side outing between these two squads. And Leah Bryson to serve it away. Bryson, back corner, picked up by Katie Brand. Set step Brand, got a good run at it, and she is going to get a one arm up in the back row by Bryson and set over by Sokolowski. Handled by Katie Brand, this time Wojcik on the outside, takes it off the block for the kill. Second kill is all for Cheska Wojcik. As we said, it's been all McGowan today at the net for the Crusaders. She's got 13, nobody else has more than 4. Wojcik had a dozen last night, only 2 so far here, and now Jess back to fire the jump serve away. Cross to Sokolowski, James right side, Squires. Squires is blocked, ace block, Steph Brand. That's the first ace block of the match by GICC. 16-8, Grand Island Central Catholic. Remember the first time these two teams played? GICC won the first two games, and then Kearney Catholic came back and forced a fifth. It definitely looks like the Crusaders are going to be up 2-0. Set outside, overset, blocked by the Crusaders. Stars somehow dump it back over. Free ball here. Outside McGowan. Another swing. Another kill. I don't think Liz is hitting 1,000, but she's got to be hitting over 750, and it is 17-8. Wojcik to serve. Looking for her third in a row. And the serve by Wojcik after some time across to Mariah Reichs. Set outside here. Sokolowski off the back foot. Down and good. For Katie, that will be her 10th kill. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Wood River Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Becky Squires will serve it across. Here's the set back to right side to Brand. She's blocked. Ace block up front. Katie Sokolowski and Lindsay Conley. They're going to give it to Conley. Lindsay with her first ace block, and the Stars get a point on their serve. Becky Squires to go again. She was their leading server last night against Bennington, but in the net. That's the third service error of this game for Kearney Catholic. And back over to GICC. They have yet to make a service error. They're not a team that does that all the time. They'll make a few. Baxter line drive serve. It lands on the top of the net. The Stars will take it across with Sokolowski. Here's Katie Brand to Steph Brand. Steph is blocked. Rogge flies in to make the dig. Outside to McGowan. McGowan angle attack picked up by Reich. Stars set outside. Here's Conley. She's blocked and a lift called off that block of Brand. Katie Brand with the ace block. 19-10, GICC. Crusaders won the opener, 25-17. The winner plays SCOTUS tomorrow. And the serve across by Baxter is out of bounds. So the first service error of the match right there for Grand Island Central Catholic. 19-11, Crusaders. And the Stars will get Kayla James back there. Kayla with the only ace serve for Kearney Catholic in the match. Fires it across, short set, Brand hammers it home, boy. That quick to Brand is just unstoppable. Steph with her fifth kill, 20-11. Now Steph will go back and serve it away. State volleyball tournament from Pershing. Our next matchup, Grand Island Northwest and Seward at 7. Here's Conley on the attack, deep and out of bounds. 21-11, GICC. Steph Brand again does a great job from the service line, and Kearney Catholic will call their second timeout. So the Crusaders getting a much easier job here than even they expected. They won the first set 25-17, lead the second set 21-11. We'll be right back.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Doug Goodwin, along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson from the State High School Volleyball Tournament at Pershing Auditorium. After the Kearney Catholic timeout, GICC to serve with a 21-11 lead. And they won the opening set. Steph Brand is back there at the service line. She has had two great runs, but here she will put it into the net. So after not committing a service error for the first set and a half, back-to-back service errors here, giving it over to Kearney Catholic, 21-12. And back to serve will be Katie Sokolowski. Katie with the jump serve into the net. Boy, Katie, who has not really had problems with the serve, that's her third error already here this afternoon. And again, you got to take the swing, and just wasn't a lot. She tried to find a way to get that ball across, and we have had the score clock go out here, so we've got a timeout on the floor. So we'll see what Kearney Catholic is able to do, but they are now down 22-12 here in set number two and 3 points away from being down 2-0. Now they're trying to fix the scoreboard, and so while they do that, I guess this would be a good time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, they have got the lights back on the scoreboard as we play our final state tournament, at least for a couple of years in Lincoln. Again, they move it off to Grand Island and some opening day action in Hastings next year. As we come back to action, Liz McGowan to serve it away here for Grand Island Central Catholic, leading it 22-12 in the second set. Kearney Catholic fell in the first set 25-17, so Crusaders 3 points away from a 2-0 lead here in the state semifinals. Over to Sokolowski, set outside Bryson, picked up McGowan back row. Katie Brand sets, but the set is low, and Wojcik can't get it over. And Kearney Catholic will get the point on the air. 22-13. Kearney Catholic fans want to cheer. There just hasn't been a whole lot to get them going here so far in the opening couple of games. Back to serve it away will be Lindsey Conley. Conley fires it over to Rogge. Here's the start set. McGowan gets it into the middle, and Partington will tip it down. Jamie Partington makes it 23-13. And back to serve it away for GICC will be Katie Brand. And across it comes to Conley. Here's James. Short set. Bryson. Termination. That's been few and far between for Kearney Catholic. But let's see if they can get it geared up before it's too late. 23-14 as we are headed towards a third set here. And Donlinger to serve it away. Cassie across and just off the back line. Out of bounds. So another service error from the Stars. And it is game point here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Sarah Rogge to serve it away. 24-14. Across it comes to Conley. Punched over by James. And a back row attack going to be called. And a nice job by the official. She missed, blew her whistle. She thought it was a back row attack. And so they'll have to replay the point. Grand Island Central Catholic. The inadvertent whistle. Back to serve it away, Sarah Rogge. Rogge will float it into the back row. Picked up Sokolowski. Outside they go to Squires. Squires rolls it across. Picked up by Brand. Close to the net. Brand drives it across. And termination. And that will be the end of game number two. So Steph Brand with her sixth kill. 25-14 in favor of GICC. They have cruised to a 2-0 lead over Kearney Catholic. We'll come back and look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. As we get ready for game number three, let's give you the numbers that we had in game number two. First of all, for Kearney Catholic, here's what we've got for you. Kayla James doing the job at the setting position. Leah Bryson had two service points and two kills. Lindsey Conley had an ace block, one kill. Katie Sokolowski, three kills. Becky Squires, a service point, an ace block, and two kills. Eight kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves for the Stars. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jess Wojcik had three service points and a kill. Bailey Baxter had a service point and a kill. Katie Brand had an ace block. Liz McGowan had four kills. Steph Brand fired up eight service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and three kills. And Jamie Partington had two kills. 11 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve for Grand Island Central Catholic as they cruise to a 25-14 win in game two. And the Crusaders are up two games to none. They're one set away from their fifth consecutive state final. We'll move on to the third set right after this timeout.
Huggins has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, ASICS, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Huggins Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson at Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, where the Kearney Catholic Stars taking a little extra time out of the team huddle. Their season could be down to one set at 29-2. They're down two games to none to 34-0 Grand Island Central Catholic. They have fallen behind early in both and just have not been able to come back. Yesterday they were able to do that against Bennington, but So far, not today. And Sarah Rogge to serve it away. The Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic student bodies having fun with each other. Kearney Catholic's deal today, I think they have five shirts on. They started in black, they went to pink, now they're in orange for the third set. Serve is across, short set, right side attack, down and good by Leah Bryson. No, it's still alive. Stars started to celebrate. Picked up James to the outside Squires, and it will not go over. It hit the tape and rolled back out of the star side, so GICC will score first for the first time here today. Sarah Rogge to serve it away. That's her first point on serve. McGowan has 14 kills to lead Grand Island Central Catholic. Katie Sokolowski, 10 to lead Kearney Catholic. Serves across, picked up back row. It would have been out of bounds. Slapped across there by Squires. Back to short set, Brand hammers. 2-0 GICC. Brand with her seventh kill of the match. And Rogge back at the service line. Nothing Coach Zavala would like better than her team getting out of it here and just moving on, getting ready to play SCOTUS again tomorrow, who they've beaten twice but took to five sets in the district final. Serve across, picked up by Conley. Again, a strong serve. Here's Squires. Rolls it across, picked up there by Rogge. Set outside. Here's Wojcik over the double block. Conley dig. James at the net has to just slap it over and found the kill. Kayla James will get the kill. And sign out here for Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away will be... Well, it was going to be Leah Bryson. Now they're going to sub her out, and Haley McKelvey will see her first action of the afternoon. She's been a spot player, a role player here for Coach Chris Connor. And the serve by McKelvey. Gets just across the top of the net, picked up McGowan. Wojcik off balance, rolls it off the block of Squires. Great save there by James and set back over. Opportunity for the Crusaders. Taking across Baxter, Conley with the up. Set outside for Squires. Becky is deep. And out of bounds, point GICC. They're up 3-1. Don't forget the Class B semifinals are the next session, the final session here at Pershing. We will have the Grand Island Northwest Seward matchup at 7 o'clock. Christina Redwine checks into the ball game defensively for the Stars. And we'll check with the jump serve. Katie Sokolowski set it back to Katie in the middle, and she'll go corner kill. Sokolowski with her 11th kill and a point for the Stars. Back to serve it away will be Becky Squires. Squires has 3 points from the service line. Leah Bryson has 3 from the service line. That's the most any Kearney Catholic player has. Brand has a ton on the other side for GICC. And Steph on the attack, dug out by Squires. James runs it down. Back row attack, Becky Squires. And just out of bounds. 4-2 GICC. 15 service points for Steph Brand. Back to serve it away now is Bailey Baxter. Baxter over to Mariah Reichs. James close to the net. It's a little joust. Tipped over once, twice. Stars have it. Outside attack going to be taken across by Conley. Here is Brand setting to the outside McGowan, and she's down on the line for the kill. Number 15 for Liz McGowan. 5-2 GICC. Baxter, the center, ready to go again. And Bailey. Line drive can't be handled. Oh, one-arm save, though. Kept it alive momentarily for Squires. Dumped over Sokolowski, and they got the point. Becky Squire with nothing but a reflex reaction to keep the ball in play, and it works out for the Stars. They get the point. Not a lot of emotion shown after that point, just kind of telling you where the teams are at. Central Catholic never shows a lot of emotion. Kearney Catholic usually, but... not so far here. Middle attack by Brand. Off the block and the kill for Steph Brand, number 8. Right back over to GICC. Crusaders are up 2-0, and they lead 6-3 in Game 3. Columbus SCOTUS awaits the winner tomorrow morning, 9:30 at the NU Coliseum. And an ace serve by Brand. That's the third for Steph. Have not been a lot of ace serves in this match. She has all 3 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic has 1 ace serve. 7-3, and Brand to serve. Stars have got to get her off the line. They haven't been able to do it yet. Middle attack, Sokolowski will terminate. 13 for Katie, point for Kearney Catholic. Again, all 5 matches so far in C1 have been sweeps. Kearney Catholic trying to avoid that distinction here in the second semifinal. Katie Sokolowski with the serve. Floats it across, picked up by Baxter. Short set, driven across that time and dug out by Reichs. Get it up to Conley. She'll just set it across. Baxter with a one-hand save to Brand. outside McGowan, blocked but out of bounds. And it's going to be Grand Island Central Catholic volleyball. McGowan with number 16. 8-4, GICC. And McGowan will now go back and serve it away. Over to Reitz. Here is the set. James, right side. Conley didn't get a lot on it. Picked up here by the Crusaders. Wojcik. Wojcik across. Dug out by Conley. Up to the front row and dumped into the net. And for the third straight game, it's 9-4, Grand Island Central Catholic. Liz McGowan to serve. That was her first point on serve of the match. Liz, very soft here. Picked up back row by Conley and shoved across by Bryson, and it's in. For Leah, that is her fifth kill, and that is tied for second on the team with Squires. Ball back over to Kearney Catholic. 9-5, and Conley to serve it away. Stars trying to find a spark here. Floated across. McGowan passed it into the net, and it went out of bounds. It hit the antenna. That's an ace serve for Kearney Catholic. Lindsay Conley with her first service point of the match, 9-6. And again, as you could hear, there just wasn't anything after the ace serve. It was pretty quiet in here. Serve across. Picked up by Rogge. Baxter, short set, the quick to Partington, and the kill. Jamie with her fourth, 10-6, GICC. Katie Brand to serve. Kearney Catholic has not scored more than 1 point on their serve. Maybe at all today. I'm looking back. I don't think they have. Outside attack. Squires gets the kill. Becky with her sixth kill. 10-7, and that's why GICC is so tough. They don't let anybody put a run on you. In the middle of the first set, Kearney Catholic was getting one at a time at least, scoring and getting a point on their serve. They did it four straight times, but they have never got two in a row, and they're not going to get any here when they serve it into the net. 11-7. Kearney Catholic by far more service errors this afternoon than GICC. 11-7, Sarah Rogge to serve it away here for the Crusaders. Line drive serve across to Bryson. Set right side. It'll be driven home by Leah, and she'll get her sixth kill. So we're doing a lot of side outing here in game number three. And it looks like Bryson will go again. Leah, they leave her in this time to serve. Over to Rogge. Back row, they have it. Back row attack by Katie Brand. Handled by the Stars. James sets Sokolowski in the middle. Off the block for the kill. Sokolowski with the kill. And the Stars, a big point as they score on their serve. But again, can they get two in a row on their serve? They've not done it all day. Leah Bryson serve. Picked up by Brand. Stays in the back row. From way off the floor, Steph Brand, and she's deep and out of bounds, and the Stars pick up the point. And a timeout immediately taken by Grand Island Central Catholic. It's been that kind of a match that when the Stars actually get two in a row, it's time to take a timeout. So, GICC's up two games to none, and they lead 11-10 game three on KKPR.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
And we're back at Pershing out of the Grand Island Central Catholic timeout. Kearney Catholic continues to serve with Leah Bryson, a chance to tie it up here. Into the back row to Katie Brand. Baxter set to the far side to Steph, and Steph Brand hammers it home. Her ninth. And so the Crusaders get the ball out of their timeout. The only other time that Coach Zavala had to call a timeout, GICC came out and got four straight. Let's see what they do here with Jess Wojcik to serve it away. 12-10. Wojcik jump serve and a beauty, but Reitz is able to keep it up to Sokolowski middle. She's blocked. Dig made by James. Overset, free ball, and a double hit going to be called on Kearney Catholic. So GICC will pick up the point. It is 13-10. And Wojcik to serve it away again. Waiting for the jump serve. Dribbled the ball, and now here we go with Wojcik. There's a good one cut into the far corner. James, though, with it into the middle. Sokolowski off the block to Steph Brand. Picked up by Baxter. Katie Brand sets McGowan outside. Off the block, Redwine with the dig. Here's Reich setting back row, and they're just going to pass it across. Free ball here for the Crusaders. Set outside. Here's McGowan again. There goes the ball. McGowan with the kill. So many weapons for Grand Island Central Catholic. You can see Kearney Catholic sliding over, trying to get in front of Steph Brand, and then the ball goes over her head to McGowan. And Wojcik again from that service line. Three in a row for GICC. But into the net, and it comes back over to Kearney Catholic. So a rare service error today for GICC, and picked up by Kearney Catholic, Becky Squires to score, serve. 14-11 the score. Crusaders trying to make it a sweep here today. Squires pretty deep and out of bounds. Don't see that from Becky hardly ever. But GICC will get the ball. And back to serve at this time will be the center for the Crusaders, and that's Bailey Baxter. And Baxter with the serve. Picked up by Reichs in the back middle. Set outside for Connolly. Connolly over the double block has the kill. Lindsay Connolly with her third kill. Back over to Kearney Catholic, trailing 15-12. State High School semifinals here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Served by Kayla James. Rogge passed it into the net. Ace serve. And Kayla James with her second ace serve of the afternoon. 15-13. And the Stars mount a run to keep their season alive. Miss hit into the net. Tried to go to the left side after going to the right side. And the Stars with their third service error here. Three of the last 6 points for GICC have been off Kearney Catholic service errors. And now Steph Brand to serve for the Crusaders. She's been deadly today. And here she picks up an ace. She must have some special mojo on that ball today because it doesn't look like it's anything special. She's just placing it in the right spot. No jump serve, just a half step and floats it across. And here it comes again to Redwine in the back row. Slide, right side, Sokolowski takes it over. Picked up by the Crusaders. Outside attack, McGowan, dug out by Reichs. James goes to the back row to set Connolly. Connolly blocked up front, ace block. Partington along with Katie Brand. And the first ace block for Jamie Partington, and a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic. So after it was cut to 1 point, Central Catholic has been able to put it together again. It's GICC 18, Kearney Catholic 13. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We are back at Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln as Grand Island Central Catholic continues to serve up 2-0 and 18-13 in the third. Over to Katie Sokolowski. Slide. Nobody's there. And it's too bad. Kearney Catholic has played so well this season, and I'm sure in talking with Chris Connor, they might chalk this up as their worst match of the year. It just has not went their way as Brand serves it over. And again, it's an ace serve. 20-13. The Misco Sports postgame show will be coming up. This is certainly not what we expected. We didn't know who would win, but we definitely expected a little bit more on the competitive side. And unfortunately, it looked like Kearney Catholic was pretty loose, pretty fired up, pretty confident coming in. But boy, GICC, that workmanlike mentality, they have just come out and been darn near perfect. Stars to the outside. Lindsay Connolly rolls it across, and it is up very nicely there by Wojcik, and then passed over. The Stars cannot get it back. Steph Brand will get credit for the point. That is her 10th. So she's serving, and she's picking up points out of the back row. And timeout will be taken by Kearney Catholic, but unfortunately, the inevitable is about ready to take place, and GICC is going to advance on to the state finals. They're up 21-13. We'll be right back.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Have you started working?
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium as Steph Brand continues her service barrage here for the Crusaders. Slide Katie Sokolowski drives over. Brand with the dig. Katie Brand sets up McGowan on the outside. Half swing dug out by Conley. Sokolowski swats it over. Crusaders able to pick it up and go outside McGowan, and she mishit it. A rare error from GICC. Point for the Stars. And now back into the ballgame, Leah Bryson to the front row, and Katie Sokolowski will serve it away. 25-17, 25-14. The Crusaders won the first two sets, and they're up 21-14 in the third. It's been total domination as Sokolowski line drive serve set up for Brand, and Katie is deep this time. Katie with the attack error and a point for the Stars. 21-15. Sokolowski waits for the whistle and fires away again on the serve. Rolls it into the middle. McGowan handles. Baxter sets outside. Katie Brand blocked by Bryson. The dig made by McGowan. Right side, they'll go to her. And this time she'll drive it through the double block for the Crusader point. And McGowan with her 18th kill. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Final stats and all of the interviews that we can muster up for you. Serve McGowan. Stars to James. Set outside. Taken across off the back foot by Bryson. Middle attack, Partington. Blocked by Bryson. And an ace block by Leah Bryson. That'll be her first. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Becky Squires back into the front row as Conley goes back to serve it away. 22-16. And Conley with the serve. Fires it across to Katie Brand. Here's Baxter setting it outside for Wojcik. Wojcik takes it over and a whistle in the net apparently on Kearney Catholic. 23-16, GICC now 2 points away from their fifth straight state final. Katie Brand with the serve across to Conley. James sets outside. Becky Squires. Squires dug out in the middle by Brand. Set outside Wojcik. Kind of a low set, but she adjusts, gets the kill, and it is match point for Grand Island Central Catholic. Well, a far cry from when they met earlier this year. 24-16, and the serve picked up by Conley. James with the set. Middle attack, Bryson. Blocked, and it's over. Grand Island Central Catholic with the victory. Jamie Partington with the ace block. And Grand Island Central Catholic is on to their fifth consecutive state championship with a record of 35-0 with a 25-17, 25-14, 25-16 win over Kearney Catholic. The Stars will end the season at 29-3. Coming up, the final stats and a chat with the coaches right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Have you started working on your Christmas list? Here's a quick, easy way to fill it fast. Gift certificates from Master Stylist. Tanning, styles, perms, pedicures, massages, and facials. Services that pamper and please. The perfect gift at Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, with you here from Pershing Auditorium as we continue on with the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Grand Island Central Catholic is 35-0 and head to their fifth consecutive state final with a straight-set sweep of a Kearney Catholic, and we're joined by Coach Saren Zavala. Coach, I have to imagine you're probably as stunned as everybody. This was a lot easier than the last time around.
A lot easier. I just felt we elevated our play. We didn't make a lot of errors. And I also felt that Kearney Catholic showed that they had an emotional match last night. And sometimes their legs weren't quite as strong today. And I thought it was evident on the court that we were playing just a little quicker.
As far as strategy went, did you make any minor changes out there from the first meeting against them?
Maybe some minor ones, but it wasn't due to their team, probably just what helped us more so than anything. I think what's helped us since the first meeting is our blocking's gotten stronger, and our serving. We didn't miss 13 serves this time against
them. No, you didn't. Kearney Catholic struggled a little bit from the service line, and
I think
you guys maybe had three in the whole match. It was Liz McGowan's night. It looked like the Stars found a way to keep the ball up when Steph took some shots out there, and she still had a nice match. But boy, Liz out of the gate, 10 kills in the first game, kind of set the tone.
Well, Liz had a great, great match, and we've been waiting for this kind of a match out of her for half the season. This last half of the season, she has just really started elevating her game. Liz McGowan, Jamie Partington, and that really helps when you have those other role players that could come in. And, you know, Liz is dynamic in the back row, but she's also showing how dynamic she could be in the front row.
Well, now the girls are going to try and find that first C1 trophy, championship trophy, since back in 94, a couple of C2s.
Yes.
And it's against SCOTUS, so all the way through it's going to be rematches here. SCOTUS always seems to play you tougher or vice versa, depending on how that first match goes. A quick preview for tomorrow morning.
Well, for tomorrow morning, SCOTUS, this will be our fourth meeting. So every time it gets a little closer, they make a few little changes that we have to readjust to. And I noticed that their second outside hitter has really improved also. So it's going to be a match of the outside.
Does it ever get old when you and SCOTUS do a battle? I mean, you've played each other so many times.
I don't know if you could say it gets old. It's familiar.
It's your turn, though, right?
Well, we'd like to hope so.
Sharon, we'll let you get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks so much, and congratulations. Sharon Zavala, head volleyball coach at GICC. They win it in straight sets over Kearney Catholic, and we'll take a look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Having the right guidance while planning for retirement or your child's education can make all the difference. Ask about their investment services. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we are back here on the Mishko Sports Postgame Show from Pershing Auditorium, a match that took about an hour and 10 minutes, and it was Grand Island Central Catholic picking up the victory over the Kearney Catholic Stars here this afternoon. Let's take a look at some of the numbers, beginning with what we have here for the third set, starting with Kearney Catholic. It was Kayla James picking up her one and only kill. She also had one ace serve. Leah Bryson, two service points, an ace block, two kills. Lindsay Conley had an ace serve and a kill. Katie Sokolowski, a service point and four kills, and Becky Squires had one kill. Nine kills, an ace block, and two ace serves for the Stars. For Grand Island Central Catholic in the third set, Jessica Wojcik had two service points and a kill. Bailey Baxter had a service point. Katie Brand had a service point. Sarah Rogge, two service points. Liz McGowan, a service point and four kills. Steph Brand, she had six service points. Three of them were aces, four kills. And Jamie Partington, two ace blocks and one kill. The Crusaders got 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves to win Game 3 and complete the sweep 25-16. Of course, the season not over, but it will be into the consolation round tomorrow for Kearney Catholic, and we'll talk about that and give you the overall final stats right after this on the Mishko Sports Postgame Show.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? see the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Mishko Sports Post Game Show. Here's a look at the overall final stats in our match this afternoon. First of all, for Kearney Catholic, Kayla James had 2 ace serves and 1 kill. Leah Bryson had 5 service points, an ace block, and 6 kills. Lindsay Conley had an ace serve, an ace block, and 3 kills. Cassie Donlinger had a service point. Katie Sokolowski, 2 service points, and she had a team-high 14 kills. Becky Squires, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, and 6 kills. For Kearney Catholic, 30 kills, 4 ace blocks, 3 ace serves. They fall to 29-3 on the season and will play tomorrow at 12 noon at Lincoln Southeast High School against Syracuse in the consolation match. That's at 12 noon tomorrow at Lincoln Southeast High School. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jess Wojcik had 7 points from the service line, 3 kills. Bailey Baxter, 3 service points, 1 kill. Katie Brand, 5 service points. She had an ace block and 1 kill. Sarah Rogge had 2 service points. Liz McGowan had 1 service point and a match-high 18 kills. Steph Brand was a terror from the service line tonight. Unofficially, I have her for 20 points. 5 of those were aces. She had an ace block and 10 kills. And Jamie Partington, 2 ace blocks and 4 kills. I had Grand Island Central Catholic for 37 kills, 4 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves, as the Crusaders remain perfect and improve to 35-0 on the season with a 25-17, 25-14, 25-16 win over Kearney Catholic, advancing them to their 5th consecutive state championship tomorrow against a familiar foe, Columbus SCOTUS, who they have not been able to beat in a state final since the 90s. And that is tomorrow morning at 9:30. We will have that match for you on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 from the NU Coliseum. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they will be looking for their third state championship in the last 5 years. They won it in 05, 07, trying to win it in 09, but the previous two came in Class C2. They were the runner-up in 06 and 08 to Columbus SCOTUS. They have played SCOTUS 3 times this year, beating them in that first matchup of the season early on the second week of the year, beat them in straight sets. Also, for Grand Island Central Catholic, they beat Columbus SCOTUS in the conference tournament, and they did that in 2 games to none. And then in the district final, it was a 5-set victory for Grand Island Central Catholic over Columbus SCOTUS. Again, Columbus SCOTUS and Kearney Catholic are the only folks to ever take a set this year from GICC. We'll take a break and wrap things up after this timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Well, as so often happens here at the state tournament, it does not appear that we're going to be able to catch up with Coach Chris Connor taking care of some of the TV and newspaper interviews and things to wrap up the winning portion of their season. They'll have a consolation game tomorrow against Syracuse, so we wish the Stars the best of luck in that at 12 noon. Over in Class D1 at last check, Exeter Milligan was up 2-0 on Meridian, 26-24 and 25-23. And so the winner there will take on Howells in the D1 championship tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Taking a look at what has happened today at the state tournament, in case you missed it, in Class A, Omaha Marion beat Bellevue East, and Papillion La Vista South was a winner over Elkhorn. So Marion and Papillion La Vista South will play tomorrow morning at the Coliseum at 1:30. In Class B, the semifinals are tonight, and coming up at 7 o'clock, we will be bringing you the Grand Island Northwest Seward matchup right here on KKPR. That'll be followed at 9 o'clock by Lincoln Pius X against the top seed Omaha Gross. In C1, they've all been sweeps, all four first round, and both in the semifinals. Columbus Scotus beat Syracuse, and they'll play Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow morning at 9:30. In Class C2, Sutton plays Sandy Creek. That match coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. You can hear it on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM from Lincoln Southeast. Then at 9 o'clock, Aquinas will take on North Platte St. Pat. In D1, Howells went five sets to beat Pawnee City. They will take on the Exeter Milligan Meridian winner, and Exeter Milligan's up 2-0. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. The C2 final, by the way, tomorrow is at 5 o'clock, which you'll also hear on The Breeze 94.5. And in D2, Clay Center takes out Chambers, and Greeley Wallback rallies from a 14-8 fifth set deficit to down Wallace in five. Greeley Wallback and Clay Center tomorrow at 11:30. You can hear it on ESPN 1550. Well, you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the Breaks of the Downtown Kearney Center. We transition from fall to winter, and Misco's is ready for you. Shoes, shorts, T-shirts, gear to work out on inside or outside, whatever you're doing, Misco Sports has what you need. Located on the Bricks in the Downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your convenience. In straight sets, Grand Island Central Catholic defeats Kearney Catholic 25-17, 25-14, and 25-16. So that's it for us here from Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln. Final score, Grand Island Central Catholic straight sets over Kearney Catholic. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back at 6:50 in about an hour from now as Northwest gets ready to take on Seward in the state Class B semifinals. For our engineer, producer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Good. Thanks for joining us from Pershing.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.